Welcome to the lesson. Today we're building something seriously useful in Ableton Live 12, a snare snap that stays clean, cracks hard, and still leaves room for that floor-shaking low end to do its thing. This is all about jungle and old-school DN bead energy, where the snare is not just a sound, it's the attitude of the drop. And since this lesson sits in the vocals area, we're also going to think about vocal chops and one-shots like percussive snare accents. In DNB, a chupta, ha, or even a sharp consonant can live in the same space as a snare layer, so the same cleanup logic applies. The big idea is simple. If the snare snap is too muddy, it blurs the sub. If it's too sharp, it gets painful. If it's shaped right, the whole track feels louder, heavier, and more professional without you actually cranking the level. That's the win. Let's start with the source. Pick a snare or vocal hit that already has the right character. Don't try to rescue a bad sample with processing. If you're aiming for old-school jungle vibes, a slightly dusty, mid-range-rich snare usually works better than a glossy modern one. If you're using a vocal chop as part of the snare layer, keep in mind that voices often carry hidden low-mid resonance, so they need even more cleanup. Here's a good audition test. If the snare sounds huge by itself but disappears in the loop, it probably has too much low-mid cloud. If it sounds exciting soloed but hurts once the bass comes in, it probably has too much top-end bite. You want a source with personality, then you sculpt it. First device in the chain, EQ8. This is where we clean out the junk that doesn't belong in a DNB snare. Start with a high pass around 100 to 140 Hz. A good starting point is about 120 Hz with a firmer slope if needed. The goal is to keep the useful body and remove anything that's fighting the kick and sub. Then listen for boxiness. If the snare feels cloudy, make a small dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. A kick of 2 to 4 dB around 280 Hz is often a nice starting move. If there's a nasal ring, you can also trim a little around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Keep these cuts subtle. We're cleaning, not stripping all the character out of it. This matters a lot with vocal chops. A voice-based hit can sound surprisingly full, but that fullness is often exactly what muddies the mix. Treat it like a drum first. Keep the useful snap. Lose the low-end baggage. Next, we add some grit and glue. For old-school DNB, a bit of saturation goes a long way. Ableton's drum bus is a great choice if you want immediate weight and attitude. Start with a light drive amount, maybe 5 to 15%, and keep crunch subtle unless the sample really needs extra edge. The transience control is super useful here too. A small boost can make the snare crack harder without needing extra volume. Usually, you'll keep boom off or very low on a snare, because we do not want the snare generating fake low end that belongs to the kick or sub. If drum bus feels too heavy-handed, use saturator instead. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn on soft clip, and then level match the output so you're hearing the tone, not just the loudness. That's an important habit. A lot of people think a processor sounds better just because it got louder. Always compensate and listen honestly. Now let's talk transient control. Live 12 does not have a dedicated stock transient shaper in the standard set, so we fake the behavior with the devices we do have. If the snare is too spiky, put compressor after the saturation. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, an attack of 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds is a solid starting point. You want just a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That keeps the crack in front while smoothing out the harsh peaks. If the snare is too soft, go the other way. Reduce compression, boost the transience control in drum bus a bit more, or tighten the sample itself in simpler. Sometimes just moving the sample start a tiny bit earlier can make the hit feel more aggressive. And if the front edge is too clicky or distracting, trim that tiny spike rather than trying to EQ the whole thing into submission. Now we're going to think beyond the single track. Route your snare, breaks, and percussion into a drum group or a drum bus, then use glue compressor on the group. This is how the snare starts to feel like part of the record instead of a pasted-on sound effect. A simple starting point is a 2-to-1 ratio, attack around 3 or 10 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This is especially important in jungle. The snare often lives in relationship to the break, not in isolation. A bit of bus glue makes the break chop and the one-shot snare feel like one drum event. It also helps the groove feel more deliberate and connected. If the bass line is active, you can make a tiny pocket for the snare with sidechain movement. Even a small amount of ducking on the bass group can make the snare feel way cleaner. You do not need dramatic pumping. Sometimes the most powerful move is just creating a little room right when the snare lands. Now carve a proper pocket in the bass and sub. This is where the low end starts feeling massive. Use EQ8 on the bass group and look for the zone where the snare body and crack are living. Often that's somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz for body, and around 2 to 4 kHz for the crack. If the bass is crowding either of those areas, make a small, smart cut. It does not have to be huge. Even 1 or 2 dB can be enough. If the bass is a Reese or a distorted mid-bass, think in terms of layers rather than one giant broad cut. You want the sub stable and mono, and you want the upper bass to get out of the snare's way. A little auto-filter movement on the bass after the snare hit can also create that push-pull DNB feel, where the snare punches and then the bass blooms back in. For a proper jungle touch, layer the snare with a break snare or break top. Put the break on a separate track or in another drum rack chain. But clean that layer hard. High-pass it around 150 to 200 Hz. Trim boxiness around 300 to 500 Hz. And if there's too much hiss, gently tame the top with a low pass or high cut. The break layer should add texture and attitude, not take over the main hit. If the tail is too messy, use gate so the initial hit gets through but the decay doesn't smear the next beat. This is classic jungle thinking. One layer for punch, one layer for grime, one layer for character. And because this lesson sits in the vocals area, let's use vocal chops like percussion. A short, chopped vocal can answer the snare or sit right before it as a call and response gesture. Keep it short, centered, and tightly edited. The more it behaves like a drum, the easier it is to place inside a dense DNB drop. Now let's shape the arrangement. A snare sounds different when it has context. Try building a simple 16-bar drop. In the first 4 bars, keep it clean and restrained. In bars 5 to 8, add a tiny boost in saturation or transient drive. In bars 9 to 12, bring in a vocal chop that answers the snare. In bars 13 to 16, open the bass a little and add a short fill before the loop resets. For jungle-style movement, try a 2-bar phrase where every second snare has a tiny variation. One hit clean, one hit with more drive, one with a short delay tail, one with a break layer only. That kind of micro-variation keeps the listener locked in without making the groove feel random. Automation is your best friend here. A tiny increase in drum bus drive going into the drop can make the snare feel more urgent. A subtle EQ shelf can open the top a touch for a phrase lift. A short reverb send on select fills can add space, but keep it tight. For DNB, short reverbs work best. Think around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds of decay, a little pre-delay, and a high cut to keep the low end clean. And once everything feels exciting, do the reality check. Listen in mono. Play it at low volume. Ask yourself, does the snare still crack through the bass? Did the vocal layer disappear or get facey? Is the sub still dominant, or did the snare steal its room? If the answer is no, back off the stereo tricks. Reduce the top end harshness or clean the bass pocket a little more. This is also where level matching matters again. Saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, all of them can trick your ears if they make things louder. Always compare at matched volume so you know whether the sound is actually better, not just louder. A couple of teacher-style reminders here. Think in layers of function, not just layers of sound. Ask what each layer is doing. Attack, weight, attitude. If a layer is not clearly doing one of those jobs, mute it and listen again. Also, don't overclean the character out of the snare. Old-school drums are exciting partly because they're a little rough around the edges. If the snare becomes too polite, bring back a bit of the mid-range personality. You can push this further with a parallel smack chain. Duplicate the snare or send it to a return. Then use more aggressive EQ, saturator, and a fast compressor on that parallel path. Blend it in quietly until the snare feels closer and more urgent. That's a really effective way to get density without killing the natural hit. Another great trick is two-stage compression. One gentle compressor to tame peaks, then another to shape the body after saturation. It often sounds smoother than trying to force everything through one heavy compressor. And if you really want that sampler-like jungle flavor, resample the finished snare chain to audio and bring it back in. Printing the sound can make it feel more committed and more like classic hardware workflow. You can even slice tiny bits of the resampled hit back into the arrangement as fills or ghost hits. Let's wrap this up with the practical takeaway. Clean the low end first. Shape the transient next. Add just enough saturation for old school grit. Carve a pocket in the bass. Layer carefully with breaks or vocal chops. Then automate small changes so the snare evolves across the arrangement. Finally, check mono. Level match everything and save the chain once it works. If you get this right, the snare doesn't just sound good. The whole drop gets bigger, darker, and more believable. That's the magic of a clean snare snap in jungle and old school DNB. It punches through the break, makes the bass feel heavier, and gives the track that floor-shaking attitude. Now go build the chain, trust your ears, and make that snare hit like it means it.